This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We are at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest 2017. Apparently, there have been some other fests that have been added. There's also Secession Fest going on here. And Shire Dude informed me yesterday that the number one rule of Shire Fest is you have to create your own fest. So if you want to be a
fest building festival,
yes. So if you can attend Somalia Fest, and then there's no requirement like that. But if you attend Shire Fest, you have to create another festival to go on and to coincide.
We've got
to
be Button Fest then.
Button Fest. Okay, so I've got Jazzy Fest over here.
Yeah.
But I'm attending both. I think Somalia Fest is a cool idea, as is
Shire
Fest.
Well, they overlap. How could you not attend both?
Exactly. Well, I mean, you could still, like, I put a both on my name tag, so I could, like, only put one on my name tag and then, be ostracizing the other fest. But I think we need to have more, more schisms, more divisions, more, people doing their own thing.
We must stick apart.
By the way, it is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground. I should mention that's where we are. That's what matters the most here. This is an incredible location. It's so beautiful here. The weather today looks like there might be a possibility of rain, but, you never really know around here. It could clear up. The sun is out. It's beautiful. The temperature is nice. We are actually...
A little breeze.
We've sort of been moving around as we've been doing the show because we're doing things very differently this year than any other time we've been at this campground. We're normally in what they call the TV room or the media room and, sort of set up in the corner. And the people that know we're there, sometimes they'll come and see us. But, the average person at the festival, whatever festival it might be, like, for instance, at Hempfest, almost nobody knew that we were up there. So hardly anyone came up to see us. So now that we're out here sort of amongst the people, if you will, in the campground set up under the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire tent, now, average folks who didn't know we were here will know that we are here, and it also means that because we're recording these segments, we can do them anytime we want throughout the day, which means
time travel.
Davi Barker was walking up the path. He just got here from Georgia late last night, and by the way, Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight, so of course I said, hey, Davi, you want to come do a segment with us, or two, or however many we end up doing here, and you graciously said yes. So, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
You are one of the members of Muslims for Liberty.
Yeah.
And that's Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. We've had, of course, Will Coley on the show a number of times doing what I've termed Ask a Muslim.
Yeah.
And
he should be here later today, I think.
I heard that he was coming and that he's going to be throwing a rave party here at some point.
Is he doing that again?
Yeah. Well, so what I understand is he did it last year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is the festival happening at this campground starting Wednesday this week.
Right.
This is Shire Fest and Somalia Fest, and he chose to move his dance party from Porkfest to Shire Fest.
Because it's the party.
Exactly.
So. I think he goes by DJ Freak Show.
Really?
I think that's his name. Don't quote me on that.
I didn't know that about him. I didn't know that he was a DJ. So
yeah.
That's really cool.
And then he's also doing all the Ramadan meals again this year. And he's also got a fundraiser going right now to raise money. So this is funny how this all happened. There was an anti-Muslim protest, right? There was these anti-Sharia protests all over the country. And one of those protesters in his area had a heart attack. And so Will is raising money for that guy's medical bills.
Oh, I didn't realize it was in his area. I thought it was New York or something.
Oh, maybe it was. I could be wrong.
So I'm left with some questions here as far as DJ Freak Show and Muslims for Liberty. When I think of Muslims, I don't think of party folks.
Sure.
You know, there's no alcohol, there's no loose women, and, that your party's out at that point. So what does Islam...
There are such things as gay clubs that don't have any loose women at them, and they party pretty hard.
Okay. Yeah. What does Islam say about dancing?
What does Islam say? This is the thing...
Like, I know what Islam says about gay clubs, by the way. Go ahead.
Right, so if you were going to go with an orthodox view of Islam, you're always going to find these strict opinions that are like, dancing is bad, and music is bad, and it makes you move your hips, and that's bad, and whatever. So there are definitely always going to be...
There's DJ Freak Show now.
Well, he can defend himself better than I can. I'm kind of done with this sort of orthodox approach to thing. I don't really think that like having towers of scholars tell you what to do every decision of your life is a... it's not an effective spiritual path, in my opinion, to be ordered around all the time. So I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you and I talked about the last time we saw each other was, which was, I don't know when, California or something like that. You and I had talked about the cannabis, that you'd kind of changed your view on, mm-hmm. on that as a Muslim. You know, as a Muslim, you're supposed to not, like, alter your state of consciousness, right? Is that the
So, I mean, this is the same kind of thing, right? Like, there's this trouble that happens with translation, that in the Arabic language in the Quran, when it says that alcohol is forbidden, the word there for alcohol is the word for intoxicant and the word for drink.
Mm-hmm.
And, so, like, it's a verb. It's also a verb. So there's always a problem with translation.
To be intoxicated
and
or
so,
to drink or, yeah.
Right. And so I always had taken the sort of scholarship approach to this where there's, I think, a bias toward prohibition where they say we're gonna infer by analogy that it applied to alcohol here clearly. But here's, you know, all these other intoxicants that we're going to prohibit, too. But you look at, like, the early communities, and there was a debate whether or not it applied to beer. Because they were saying, well, they only drank wine when this rule came down, so maybe it shouldn't apply to beer. Like, and then just me, speaking as, like, a person who's, like, been an enemy of the drug war for so long and been, like, such a proponent of real science and all of the intoxicants and everything, I know that alcohol is a much more dangerous drug than cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
And it's also not, like, if you're going to go by the verb and say it's an intoxicant, you're going to say we're talking about intoxication. A lot of these other drugs don't even have the same intoxicating effects as alcohol. There are different classes of drugs and whatever. So I guess, like, it doesn't strike me as dangerous as alcohol. I still don't drink alcohol.
Not even close.
But I started smoking cannabis because I was in pain. Because I was prescribed with one of these, like, Vicodins or something like that. And it was, like, I was in a car accident and I was having these, like, not seizures, but what is the word I'm thinking? Like, the pain would just be sudden. Like it would seize up and it would tighten up and it'd be in pain for, you know, 10, 20 minutes and whatever. And if that's what
spasm,
you're doing, spasm, so that's the word I'm looking for. If that's the symptom, Vicodin is not going to hit your system for like a half an hour.
No.
And then you're going to spend the whole rest of the day high on Vicodin when the pain is sort of temporary. Whereas like cannabis, like within 10 seconds, it just relaxed everything and all the pain was gone. It was like instantaneous. I'm like, well, clearly this is a medicinal value.
Yeah.
So.
And the idea that God didn't, you know, like Satan created cannabis, right? Like when you talk to the Christians, they have to go to the extreme claim that, you know, oh, this one plant, that wasn't God's doing.
Right.
And then on top of that, I have never heard that claim, and it's my understanding of, you know, that is a, you know, false claim and a claim that would be, you know, anti-biblical, the idea
that
Satan...
That's the best claim that you... I mean, because if you put out God...
Absolute utter bull.
Of course it is. But, you know, if you put out, you point out to them, God put this here...
What other things has Satan created,
then? It seems obvious that God put it there, but that's where they have to go to get around that.
I don't think they do. I think they can say that, you know, there's lots of plants out there that you don't smoke. Why do you choose not to smoke them? The simple fact that cannabis has this particular effect doesn't mean you should smoke it.
But remember the devil's weed. I mean, they had this. There was this whole campaign about how weed is evil and it promotes, you know, promiscuity. It promotes
music.
That's
drug warriors.
That seems like what it's always about, though. It's never about what is the harmful effect of the thing. It's always what does the thing lead to. And that's the argument with marijuana. That's the argument with music. That's
loose
the argument with all of this stuff. Right, but the thing is, like, the idea that Muslims are participating in the war against marijuana is fairly modern, and to me it just comes from a law and order mentality. Like, the state said it was illegal because it's a drug, so we've just got to accept that it's a drug, and we're going to prohibit it like everything else. When in reality, like, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, marijuana was all over the Middle East. Hashish is an Arabic word. Like, there was a cultural acceptance of these things. Same with hookah. Like, now they're all against tobacco. But it's not because, like, their religion traditionally bans tobacco. It's because, like, the Surgeon General said so.
Really? So Muslims are... The Orthodox Muslims are against tobacco?
I've definitely heard that before. I know that one of the ways that they say that you can tell when a territory was taken over by the Taliban was that the cigarettes disappeared.
Hmm.
That it was common in the culture at the time, but once the Taliban showed up, that became one of the things that they prohibited. And so that was sort of one of the ways to tell what kind of a neighborhood you were in was if there's cigarette butts on the ground.
I found it interesting. I was watching DJ Jazzy Freak Show over here and his Facebook page, and he had posted apparently the liberal Muslims or the black and brown Muslims are after him for running a you know, some kind of promotion to help people.
So yeah, they don't like his campaign to pay for that guy's medical bills.
And the reason is because he's white.
Yeah, because it just goes
whatever.
To prove that white supremacy transcends the whatever it is that they're all fighting about. So.
Right. I mean, you know, apparently they're dealing with this stuff too.
Yeah.
I think it's really great what he's doing, you know, raising money for the enemy, right? Somebody who is your attacker, showing that you're willing to rise above that. I'm sure you can stick with us for another segment. More with Davi Barker from Muslims for Liberty.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest 2017. It is, they're great events, you know, just getting started. But it's, what's great about it is there's some really good people here. There's not a whole bunch happening on the campground besides just people hanging out. I do see a geodesic dome being set up right now as we speak. I believe Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence, who we're going to have on a little bit later, in this show, is putting that together. That's, I think that's the first time time Ernie's ever put a dome together here. I don't think it's the first
dome. He had the money dome a few years ago.
Really?
Yeah, but it was about half the size of that dome. That dome is the Pirate Cove.
Excellent.
So we're going to be doing up our pirate stuff. He's trying to build a spaceship is what he's about this year.
I heard he was building a blimp. Now, tell me what's going on with this.
That's where the science is leaning at the moment, okay. But he's holding out for warp drive or whatever comes along the pike.
Well, you can always upgrade. You can upgrade the blimp, right?
And yeah.
Turn it into a warp blimp, I suppose. We'll have to talk to Ernie a lot more about that.
Yes, we will.
His plans. He's apparently really into piracy these days, and like the loving kind of piracy, not the
the historically inaccurate pirates.
We're modern pirates. We're not denying the history of pirates. We're merely reclaiming the term. Is what's going on. We're it's sort of more like the modern sort of hacker crypto
winches?
Pirates. I mean, if
has anyone mentioned that?
We have not discussed wenches.
You guys got to spend more time talking about wenches then.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, speaking of crypto, if you want to build a better financial system for everyone, you should join Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly.
It's a modern-day pirate's booty.
You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar, and Dash is decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. And there's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why.
So essentially, if you look at the history of pirates, they all had these things called the pirate codes or whatever. And that wasn't like, it was not like in Pirates of the Caribbean where there's a pirate code. It's that each captain had a code of conduct, which was the agreed upon sort of a charter of his ship.
And he probably worked off of some of codes that he'd found.
Yeah, and they mutated and changed, and they adopt parts of other codes that worked. And so what Ernie has done, and what we're sort of all doing, is we're developing our own pirate code. And we're sort of, it's loosely based on the Shire Society Declaration.
I heard
it's
about
just,
that. It's right. Just, didn't you come up with it?
Yeah, I did most of the writing. Okay. I did essentially the first draft, and then it was handed off to people smarter than me to make sure it was all accurate. And...
And so it's sort of like piratized, essentially, like the language.
Yeah,
of
there's
the
a there's site. A ye old parlance on the back, so you can tell what crimping means and these other sort of things.
What does crimping mean?
A crimping is to force someone into service against their will.
All right.
Mm. And so crimping is a violation of the first plank of the pirate code.
Okay,
we're against that. Excellent.
What if they've committed an aggression against you? Can you not then crimp?
Well, it's the fourth plank is the right to defense against others' hostilities. Okay. So yeah. Okay. But, you know, if you don't like it, you can start your own code on your own ship.
Okay.
So. And you were the original, it's appropriate that you were involved in that, you were the original calligrapher of the Shire Society Declaration.
Yeah.
You did the actual handwritten hemp paper version mm-hmm. of this of the Declaration, which people can see the high-res photos that we took of it years ago. It was actually at the Porcupine Freedom Festival back in 2010 where we signed those declarations.
Yeah.
The Shire Society Declaration, the point, for those who don't know, you can go to ShireSociety.com. You can check that out. It is basically like a personal declaration of independence, and how great to see it repurposed again, because it was originally inspired by L. Neil Smith and a passage in one of his books.
Sure.
So we took that, modified it, made the Shire Society Declaration. Thousands of people have likely signed that since then. Yeah, L. Neil wasn't very happy about that. But
it's not plagiarism. It's piracy.
It's inspiration. You're borrowing ideas, not stealing them.
Well, you know, there's plenty of his original document of unanimous consent that's just straight out of the Declaration of Independence. Mm. So I read, like, if we're going to point fingers at each other,
get credit where credit's due. So if you want to check out that, where would one go for this pirate document?
Piratswithoutborders.com.
Okay, piratswithoutborders.com. And again, we'll talk more with Ernie Hancock, who is waiting in the wings for his interview. So we're going to get to him here shortly, as we are at Rogers Campground for Shirefest. Now, this
is a button business.
What's that?
How's the button business?
Pretty good. We've gone all out with the button makers. We've got fixings here for about 500 buttons.
Oh.
We're talking fresh buttons made daily.
On the spot.
On the spot. Yeah. So we've got...
Fresh, warm buttons.
We've got catalogs of unpressed art, like printed, but not yet cut and pressed, so you can sort of go through and pick the ones you like.
Neat.
We're also going to be doing, like, collage buttons. There's a few different, like, ways of layering the paper.
What about the shiny badges?
I still have shiny badges. Okay. We've got some new pirate designs. I've got a new Voluntarius V-pin, some other... I got all that stuff here too.
Great.
But the reason we've been doing buttons is just because you can crank out so many so fast. You can do them custom.
Mm-hmm.
I discovered if you put water or saliva in the button before you press it.
This is part of the fresh warm button.
This is part of the fresh. These are
poi made with love.
Well, this is sort of like if there's ever like a Jurassic Park later that needs like a Davi exhibit. Uh-huh. There's going to be a little bit of my DNA in all these buttons.
Okay.
But the cool thing that it does is it makes the ink on the inside bleed, so it looks a little bit like tie dye. Every piece is unique, and then within about a week, it rusts on the inside and looks like it's like 6-10 years old,
even though
it's only a few weeks old.
Huh. That is cool.
I like the effect of it. We're going deluxe buttons. Yeah. That's what we're about
it's
this
art.
Year.
Art.
Yeah.
Yeah, and longtime listeners will certainly remember you as the proprietor of shinybadges.com, which sounds
that's
like
still there.
Still going good, going strong. And where are you going to be set up here?
I'm going to be in the Dome.
Okay,
Pirate Dome down here. I think it's site 42 or 44.
So there are going to be multiple vendors in there? What's the plan for what's going to happen?
I don't know. I mean,
it's a pirate dome.
I think what happens in the Dome has to stay in the Dome. So.
All right. Fair enough. We'll have to go.
Pirate thing!
We'll have to go and check it out here in a little bit. It looks like they're still putting it together. So, Dobby, you know, as we were talking about before, you're a Muslim. A lot of people confused about Muslims these days. Well, I don't know if you heard, but we actually lost a radio station.
Because we've
had Will Coley, who's also with Muslims for Liberty, on the show so often. You know, he calls in just kind of on his own, but whenever he calls in, like, frequently, we'll get into a long conversation, and then other people call in with questions because, you know, they want to ask questions. They don't know. They don't know what the truth is about Muslims. They've heard a lot.
Well, they're just mad, and they've heard some stuff.
Right. They've heard a lot of lies, and they believe those lies. And so it's been interesting being able to give Will the chance to respond to some of that. But what happened was we lost an FM talk station in Reno, Nevada. Like, months later, I talked to the program director, actually the owner of the station, and he said that he had to drop the show because we were, you know, we were promoting Muslims or whatever, like, because we were kind and, you know, give you guys airtime to explain your positions on things.
Well, I guess my central point wouldn't be Muslims are or aren't any particular thing.
Right.
Except Muslims aren't a monolith. Mm-hmm. It's not like you could poll 100 Muslims and get the same opinion on all of these things.
Right.
And so in that sense, they need to be treated as a diverse group of people as opposed to round up and stereotype based on what you know of a few bad actors, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Sure, I mean, it's as ridiculous as stereotyping Christians, and not even Christians, just people from a particular area of the world that would have been predominantly Christian at one point.
Yeah.
You know.
And then my favorite thing, or least favorite thing, I suppose, is to be characterized according to laws in countries that I don't live in and are not representative governments anyway. Like, there's a tyranny over there that says it's Muslim.
So
how do you answer that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to answer that. Like, they're tyrannizing their own people already. Like, it's obviously not what they want.
There's a tyranny over here that is nominally, at least darn close to nominally Christian. What do you say? I got to say about that?
Yeah.
So, there you go.
So, let's see. ShinyBadges.com. You're here for, through when? Through Porkfest?
The whole thing, yeah. I'll be here a couple weeks.
All right, cool. Can we talk about your move?
Yeah.
Because it got a little derailed, sadly.
Due
to an unexpected thing. Hold that thought. We'll get into that coming up here in moments. Dobby Barker is with us from Muslims for Liberty. Muslims4liberty.org. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you might be able to hear the wind blowing because we're actually outdoors. I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but it's a little bit different what we're doing here at Rogers Campground this year. In fact, it's very different. Normally, we're live from the media room, sort of shut up in this room where it can get pretty hot if it's warm during the day because there's no air conditioning in that media room. Right now, I don't know, what is it, 75, 77, something like that. A little overcast, so sun's sort of going in and out. But it's absolutely beautiful here at Rogers Campground. And we get the pleasure of recording this show outdoors. We were outdoors yesterday and again today, courtesy of the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, by the way. We're under their booth, and we've basically taken over 90% of their table space at this point. So hopefully we'll wrap things up sooner rather than later so they can get back to their tabling. But the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, of course, has been doing fantastic work. We're going to bring Roger Paxton in here probably sometime today or maybe tomorrow, depending on when, you know, just when people get here, we can just kind of record whenever. But the vice chairman of the Libertarian Party, of course, Daryl Perry, our co-host, is the chairman, and they've been doing just amazing work. We'll talk more about that. They're going to have their third state representative flip to Libertarian within the next 2 weeks. So we've had one Republican flip, one Democrat flip, and now another Republican is supposedly going to be flipping.
Oh, it's Republican?
Okay. Yeah, there's a...
We have that much of the story.
Press conference is scheduled for the 27th, so looking forward to announcing that when it's ready. We've got Tavi Barker with us here right now, and also we talked about Dash, but I do want to let you know about Bitcoin as well, because Bitcoin's still out there. It's still alive. It's having trouble. It's having difficulty at the moment due to internal strife within the Bitcoin community. And the folks over at Bitcoin.com have been reporting on the difficulties that have been facing Bitcoin and sort of where it should be going in the future and the different sides and what they want to have happen. And Bitcoin.com does have an editorial stance. They believe that the Bitcoin should have larger blocks so it can scale up to more capacity, more transactions per minute per second than it currently has. And that fight is ongoing. If you want to get the latest on what's happening with Bitcoin and other Bitcoin-related news, you go to news.bitcoin.com. You can also get interactive on their forum, which is uncensored, unlike a lot of the Bitcoin forums these days. They've even got games you can play with your Bitcoin and more. Just go to bitcoin.com. Maybe you're brand new to Bitcoin. That's a great place to go and learn the basics. So again, that's bitcoin.com. Dobby Barker here with us, one of my favorite guests. You're always great on the radio. You've got a great personality. And
thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on here tonight. From Muslims for Liberty, that's Muslims, the number 4liberty.org. You've been doing a lot of traveling.
That's true.
When did you kick off? Because you were going to move to New Hampshire, as a lot of liberty-minded people have done. There's this
great freedom migration to New Hampshire.
There's this New Hampshire freedom migration that's been going on for like more than a decade at this point. And you were out in California, the 49th least free state of all 50. And you'd been living
there. Who's the number 50?
Take a guess.
Is it Massachusetts?
No,
it's New York.
New York.
Yeah.
Massachusetts is in the bottom five.
And the interesting thing is, if you look at the chart, it's Cato Institute that came up with the Freedom in the 50 States where they rank these things. If you look at the actual scores, because they give each state a score, if you look at the scores they get, there's California at like number 49, and then New York way down at number 50. So there's a huge gap just between number 49 and 50. So if you're in California, you're way more free than somebody in New York, but you're still nowhere near as free as somebody in New Hampshire, which is the number one destination. You've been coming to these events for as long as I can recall, so you certainly know the community and you know how great things are up here. And you were planning on making the move. You had gotten everything sold and or packed up in your car, and you had embarked on what was going to be a lengthy journey across the country and sort of down and around and going to different events.
Yeah, I was kind of hopscotching around the country and checking out festivals and visiting sort of friends and relatives and liberty people around
and
the country.
Shiny badges.
Yeah, and selling things along the way. I went to Jackalope, hung out in Phoenix with Ernie for a while.
Did a bunch of Comic-Cons.
Yeah, Walker Stalker Cons. I haven't done a Comic-Con yet. They're much bigger than most of the conventions I've ever been to, and they're more expensive to get into. And there's an application process. So I currently have an active application at the New York Comic Con, least free Comic Con, apparently.
I don't know. There was that one in Phoenix that cracked down on the
props. No more
recently.
Props.
Because some lunatic showed up with a bunch of loaded guns and started making threats towards some of the cops there.
Yeah.
And so because one crazy person showed up, they ruined the fun for everybody by banning any kind of prop weapons, lightsabers, fakes, foam swords, whatever it was, anything that was a prop weapon. And it was funny because
they should have prop weapon fest.
So later they showed some of the participants in their costumes, and they were holding like large pieces of cardboard.
Oh yeah, the sensor boards.
They had like pulse rifle written on it.
Pew pew pew.
Yeah, pew pew. So very, very creative, but not such a free freedom-oriented Comic-Con. So you were
One thing you do not want to do is crack down on the freedom of creative people.
Nope,
they're going to get you back. It's painful.
Yeah.
So essentially, I had a bunch of savings that I had sort of accumulated to move with, and then I got as far as Georgia and got news that my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer.
Oh, my God.
And so I dropped everything and fled back to California to take care of her.
Right.
And then when she passed away a little later, it was like I still had the intent to move, but now I just don't have any of that savings. And so it's been a lot of this, like, how I got to keep the car running, got to sort of keep the work stuff, the emails responded to. And so it's just, it's been a very haggard year.
Has it been a whole year since you embarked on that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was, I finished out school, so I left in June. Is that right? That sounds right.
It sounds right.
Yeah.
It sounds right.
So, yeah, it would just be in about a year. I still want to move to New Hampshire. We were just looking at Camden, New Hampshire. It kind of looks like the
setting.
Where is that? It's like maybe a couple hours south of here.
Okay.
So I'm the author of Survivor Max, right?
It's the zombie
series, the zombie stuff. So it's set in Thornton, New Hampshire, which is this like tiny little town in the middle of nowhere, just north of Plymouth. And the nearest town big enough to have a grocery store to Thornton is Campton.
All right.
And so we were looking through Campton, and it looks like the setting of a Stephen King novel. Like, there's all these little graveyards and these little covered bridges and these little, like, rivers and waterfalls and stuff. And it just, I don't know, it's a nice, quaint little town.
Cool. Well, I'm glad to hear you're full of that. Yep. I'm glad to hear you guys are on the lookout and, you know, still planning to come up.
Yeah, it's a matter of money. And also, it's like, I feel like I took a huge step this direction anyway. Like, going from California to Georgia, this is the first year that I've driven here instead of flying here, which just makes a huge difference as far as like, what
stuff
you can bring.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Epic. I'm really excited to have you guys coming up here. And you know, having left Florida, I can relate to leaving the South, and it's been great. I've been here since 2006, and we're of course seeing, you know, now it's the Freedom Festival time, and so a bunch of people are moving up now. Like, there are people who've shown up on the Shire Society forum at forum.shiresociety.com and said, hey, we're moving after Shire Fest, Somalia Fest, Pork Fest. We're coming up. So this is that moving time of year, and we got a bunch of new people showing up, which is always great. It's always great to have new friends and allies. And, of course, as I was mentioning before, the Libertarian Party here is having more success within the last 9 months or 12 months than it has in 20 years. So I think that we're really on track for some exciting political change. You got cannabis decriminalization that's about to be signed by the governor here. Gun possession or constitutional carry.
Constitutional carry. You can put a gun in your pocket without having that permit.
Without asking permission. That just got signed this year. Daryl W. Perry was just announcing last night that some medical cannabis rules have expanded. So now chronic pain, now PTSD.
Oh, wow.
Other things have been added to the medical cannabis law, so it's gotten much better. That was just signed by the governor last week. So we're seeing some major changes here.
We're also talking about doing a pirate strain of marijuana.
Really?
Like as a brand. We're sort of between names at the moment, but like we've got some what are they even called? Engineers? Marijuana geneticists.
Okay.
Who are talking about like putting together a custom strain for us to brand with pirate stuff.
Love it.
The thing I'm most excited about is the idea of pieces of eight. That you'd get a little edible coin that, like, broke into eight pieces, like an old pirate coin.
Oh, wow. And would that have cannabis in it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's the point.
Good.
Eight doses to a coin.
All right, man. Well, hey, you know what? Thank you, as always, for coming
here
on Free Talk Live. And we'll look forward to seeing you around the festival.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Dobby Barker from Muslims for Liberty. That's Muslims, the number 4liberty.org. We're getting waves from people rolling up here on Rogers Campground today, and I'm sure we're going to have Will Coley on as well. He's always fun, and we'll talk about whatever rave party it is that he's planning on throwing here. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us at Rogers Campground. Definitely not too late for you to get out here. This thing's going through Tuesday.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and welcome to day number three of Somalia Fest, Shire Fest. This event continues through Tuesday, and we're going to be here broadcasting. Mark, you're taking off tonight, but Daryl and I can likely continue the interviews of the very interesting liberty-oriented personalities, many of whom have come from a long way to get out here, including Ernest Hancock, who is... He's busy setting up a humongous dome, a geodesic
dome.
And what did I, people keep referring to this as a skull dome. Is there,
well, the plan was is that Davi and I were working on some of the conduit, the way the skull logo is it's kind of made, you can make it out of conduit, and it has that frame look.
Okay.
And we were going to build it, and we started doing it. It was just too much of a pain. We were running out of time, so we went ahead and had a big banner that fits on it that has the skull. You know,
so it'd be that's easier.
Yeah, it'd be prettier anyway. But it's big. It's 23.5 foot, you know, diameter, and it's, I don't know, what is that, 14, 15 feet in the middle? I mean, it's just, you know, high. It's big. So it's a pain in the butt to cover everything on it, but it's going to be very cool.
Now, this is part of, we were just talking with Dobby Barker a moment ago from Muslims for Liberty, and he was talking about this pirate blimp plan. You've got this whole pirate campaign going on.
It's an airship.
Yeah, I want to hear more about this.
I can't believe when you freaking get your stuff straight, man.
Well, I said dirigible.
We're a long way from Arizona. So.
Yeah. I don't know the difference between a blimp and dirigible. I just like the word better.
Fill our listeners in. Why are you taking to the skies? What's going on?
Build a ship, man. Build a ship. You know, it's like instead of saying, you know, who is John Galt, it's just going to be build a ship. Yeah, well, so-and-so, yeah, build a ship. This is the whole concept was... I've been kind of scattered, and a lot of people, they don't understand why I'm doing the aquaponics, and we have the, and we have the chickens, and we do the dome construction, and we have, you know, communication. We're advocating heavily for decentralized internet, and we're doing, all of these things have something in common. It's a decentralization of everything. There's no central command, central plan, central whatever.
Right.
The problem is
like
that,
Somalia Fest, like Shire Fest.
Yeah. And the problem has been is that when you have something like the Free State Project, or you're doing some political thing, or or you're like Adams in Arizona doing his, you know, farm deal, you know what? It's always they gotcha in a location.
Sure.
Geography. They're going, oh, we know where your address is. We got GPS.
Standing still, we can text that.
Yeah, you owe us for something. You know?
The government claims the land itself and has for as long as we can go back to prehistory.
It is. That is the one thing that really, that you're always like renting your land from the man. It feels bad. So the inspiration from like Serenity or Firefly and that, and they were pirates.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of what, you know, brown shirts. They were just, you know, hey man, we're far outside. We might have our license, but we're not like real keen on keeping everything up, you know, but just paperwork. So the ability is to pirate shipping, to be able, can you have a vehicle that you can live on, that you can use in commerce, that you can leave, you know, and I mean leave, thanks for all the fish, you know. We're going to space, the government's not invited. Well, when we were starting to do the, how it all started was last fall when the headline went like this. It goes, the pirate party, these pirate guys, that don't mean nothing. They only got 16% of parliament in Iceland. And I went, what?
Yeah, that was like their second try, right? Like, they're brand new and they got 16%.
I go, what? Yeah. You know, so immediately we went ahead, and for lack of a better domain, we got ArizonaPirateParty.com.
Okay.
But I didn't want, I kept explaining, no, it's a party, you know. And it wasn't political. I didn't want to do vote. You're still voting? I mean, you know, run for office.
I'm still voting.
Make it whatever.
It makes a difference in New Hampshire.
Yeah. Anyway. So, I mean, you're not, yeah, I'm not very pirate of you. But anyway, so our whole thing was that I didn't want to endorse that, but you can still use the political process to, you know, the free soapbox kind of thing. So we've had a lot of experience in that, and we've done a lot of things over the years. And so we created, through my years that we've done our magazine, our covers included airships a lot over many years, because I saw this technology coming. There was no way it was going to be stopped. The ability to lift 600 tons, heck, it was 500 and something thousand pounds the Hindenburg did in the 30s, 20s, and I'm going, what the hell is going on with this? It's like suppressed or something, you know? It's like, you know, carbon nanotubes or energy or solar. I could just feel it.
Yeah.
You know, I got the space shuttle for like 4 or 5 decades. I mean, you know, where'd that come from? You know, that's innovation by government. So what happened is we decided that we were going to design and build an airship. Now, they already have several, and I just did some presentation in Panama a couple weeks ago.
Well, I've seen lots of articles recently about different types of blimps or airships.
Phoenix.com, I guarantee it.
Well, I guess it's true. It is my news aggregator, right? Like, I get the twice daily news stories through freedomsphoenix.com, but I have seen a lot of articles.
Well, it's just 2 weeks ago. What's his name? Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google.
All right.
Okay. He's building an airship. $150 million. You're going, yeah, I'm doing it. We might even deliver humanitarian aid if I feel like it, you know? But it's his private yacht. It's his home. He's going to be flying around. I'm going, ding, 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 neon. I freaking told you so, okay? Mm-hmm. So the thing is that everything that we've been doing is the promotion of decentralization of everything.
Sure.
Communication, education, transportation, food and water, healthcare, automation, you know, I mean, everything. And now we have the vehicle by which we can take all of that innovation and the science and tech that's coming out, that we can have this kind of life. And I'm going, build the ship.
What is the legality of flying?
Don't care.
Come on, you've looked this up.
Don't care.
Well, when the Air Force comes in with their jets and threatens to shoot you down, you might start caring.
One thing that's interesting is we have the ability with the new materials. It's huge. If you go to piratswithoutborders.com, mm-hmm. you'll see underneath it, those are sea containers. This thing, just the face of it is 30, 40 stories high. This is huge.
Yeah.
So you'll see just a little glimmer. If you click on the masthead, it goes to a scroll of some other graphics that's not obvious to people who aren't finished with pimping out the site. But you see that it has two rocket engines in the back. These are planned to be, after 10 flights, SpaceX are going to be putting them on the secondary market. So this is hydrogen, you know, for lift. We could break. We have and build the ship. All this, they have hydrogen makers they put in your garage for these hydrogen fuel cell kind of blah, blah. blah,
they
blah.
Do? Yep.
So I just put it on the ship. We have the solar that
how many days
does
it take you to fill up a 30-story
just keep it going.
Tall...
You're just constantly making it. No, I mean,
you might fill it at some point.
What's 30
stories?
Yeah, no, initially.
30 feet tall? What was that? How long was that? How big was this airship?
30, 40 stories high on
stories?
The
stories?
Mm-hmm. You need what? To look at this. I don't think you understand how big
no,
this thing
I definitely
is.
Don't understand this.
So what happens is Lockheed, they have these hover pads that, you know, kind of lift it. They can kind of cruise around. They don't have wheels. But what was interesting, when it lands, it reverses thrust and it sucks it down so you don't need mooring lines. That's why on the end, these fans that we have, the ducted fans, it sucks it down on the ground, the chest, the chin on the front. All of this has been planned. Well, we buy the SpaceX Merlin engines on the secondary market by the time we get to this. And you have a airship lighter that goes up to the stratosphere. You get out of the atmosphere, turbines the speed. I'm going to Mars. It's a spaceship. Hell, I'll flood the thing and be a submarine. Y'all can kiss it.
So, hold on. Wait. So the engines can, first the vehicle floats, and then the engines can, once it gets to the stratosphere, move it out of Earth's gravitational pull without pushing air down?
Okay, my response to that is, why not?
I don't know.
Isn't there the problem with, like, burning up through the atmosphere?
No, there's not.
No,
that's when you're plummeting down in a government-made glider that falls like a stone.
Okay.
See, on the ducted fans, you'll see on the ducted, we have six ducted fans for thrust, but it's also an airfoil. So if you get any forward momentum, you know, you get up, you can, you know, cruise, and you can lift even more weight, you know, with the negative buoyancy on it, too. So it's...
What happens to the hydrogen when it hits space?
You just pump it back into containment tanks. And it's probably going to be helium, but you want to be able to make your own hydrogen.
How do you make helium?
You don't.
Okay.
No, you got to fill it up.
You got to go to the sun? You got to make trips to the sun to get some extra
refuel?
No, there are reserves. You know, in fact, that's one of the articles that we had on. They just found a big, giant, you know, reserve of more helium.
Where?
You know? I think it was Africa. Yeah, it's in the ground.
Helium's in the ground.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it floats right up and into my balloon.
Fascinating.
Now, how much money is this going to cost? I mean, this sounds expensive. If Sergey Brin is involved, it's probably very expensive.
Well, there's Brin and countertops in his balloon.
Right, so no.
This is a thought
experiment.
I'm going
to get Formica.
See, the thing, I'll give you a good example. This is how it goes. We have, at Arizona State University, there's all the universities and Emory Riddle and Thunderbird, all these, you know, like a 100-person team building the pods for the Hyperloop for Elon Musk's Hyperloop. Well, they come in the show, and we do live in the show, and they're all these aerospace engineers and everything. Well, they see the ship, and they're like, are you freaking kidding me?
Hold
they need
that
a portfolio.
Thought. Let's talk more about the ship here in moments, and what does this thing cost? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people, exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.